So the most important thing to always review when we're talking about property rights is to start with a contract. That is going to be where most of the rights are going to come from. So what would the perfect employee's contract be? Well, in the case of Thomas versus Board of Trustees, it's a 1981 case, we saw a contract where the assistant principal at Austin Middle School in Galveston ISD had a contract that specifically mentioned his position as assistant principal at Austin Middle School. And this contract had no reassignment clause in it. And so when the district decided they wanted to reassign him in the middle of the school year and told him they were going to move him to an art teaching position, he requested a hearing. They said they'd give him a hearing, but only after they had already reassigned him. And eventually held the hearing and decided it was a good cause reassignment. Well, the district court in this, the federal district court in this case, said on its face, his contract conferred upon him a legitimate claim of interest in his assistant principal position at that middle school, and that he was entitled to a pre-deprivation hearing. So since then, these are the two standards that the commissioner generally views when they're looking about whether a specific assignment is protected. Are you a JET standard where there's no specific assignment in your contract, you're just entitled to your employment and your pay, or do you have a Thomas contract with a specific assignment? The commissioner said that it's virtually unknown at this point since that Thomas case for you to find a contract that has a specific assignment and no reassignment clause. But it's not completely unknown. In Trevino versus West Oso ISD, a more recent case from 1991, there was a contract that had specific assignment, but it also had reassignment language. And this contract was an administrator contract that also mentioned his assignment as a head football coach and athletic director, but it also had a reassignment clause. And before the school year started, they decided to give him teaching duties in addition to his athletic director and head football coaching duties. And the commissioner said that the contract language in this would keep them from giving the duties outside the bounds of duties generally assigned to the professional status articulated in the contract. So this sounds like professional capacity, and it is in part, but the commissioner held both on the contractual language that in the specific assignment in the contract and based on statute that they couldn't be giving him duties outside of the head football coach, athletic director, or administrator titles written into the contract. So that brings us to the statutory right or basis for an property interest, and that would be in Texas Education Code 21206. And this is where the statute tells us that if someone has not been non-renewed, then the board's failure to give notice of that non-renewal within the time specified constitutes an election to employ the teacher in the same professional capacity for the following school year. and in this case, Trevino, statute, we've created a separate basis for protecting your assignment to some extent. It must remain within the same professional capacity, although it doesn't have to be the exact same position. What is the process for determining whether a reassignment might step over the bounds of the same professional capacity? Well, first, how does the contract identify the professional capacity? And is that the same as the new assignment that's been given? Second, is that professional capacity a legitimate one, or is it too broad? Has the title given in the contract become meaningless because it's too broad to tell us where that position is defined? And third, if it is illegitimate, we need to just look at the job-related duties, responsibilities, and authority of that position and determine if the two positions, the one they were in before and where they were reassigned, are still in the same professional capacity. Now, this test came from Young v. Leggett ISD, but it's been repeated in many other commissioners' decisions. In that case, the varsity basketball coach slash teacher was reassigned to a junior high coach slash teacher. And the commissioner said that that was the same professional capacity because, in part, there is a lack of evidence to show precisely how these positions were different. And that's one thing that we need to keep in mind, especially those of us who represent the school teachers, is that it's very important, in these cases particularly, to have a lot of evidence about what the duties are, the responsibilities are, the authorities are of one position and the new one that's being moved into, because that is the fact-specific analysis the commissioner goes into to determine whether there's been an improper move from one assignment to another, and if there is a lack of evidence, then it's generally going to be ruled to be in the same professional capacity.